I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to explore the effectiveness of a home-based preventative treatment for people with newly healed leg and foot ulcers. To talk about this study is Dr. Teresa Kelechai. She's a certified wound care nurse and professor in the College of Nursing at MUSC. Dr. Kelechai, who typically gets recurring leg and foot ulcers, and what are the problems that they cause?
People that get leg ulcers tend to have a condition known as venous insufficiency. Their veins don't work very well. And people who get foot ulcers tend to have diabetes because they've had problems with sensation in their feet, and they're walking, and they don't realize that they have abnormal pressure, say where a callus is. They keep walking on it, and they develop an ulcer.
And then what kinds of troubles do these ulcers cause?
Well, they can get infected if they don't heal well. They keep coming back. And people who have diabetes can lose their foot or their leg because of infection.
Tell us about the study that you're involved in that's a home-based wound care study.
The funding from this study comes from the National Institute of Nursing Research, which is one of the institutes under the National Institutes of Health. We know that people who have had one ulcer tend to have many ulcers in a lifetime. So what we've come up with is a way we believe could help prevent the next one from coming back. And it's a little cooling patch that they put on the newly healed foot or leg ulcer. They monitor their skin temperature to make sure the cooling patch doesn't make it too cold. And over time, the skin tends to respond to the cooling treatment, and it reduces the inflammation that's in it. And we think that that's what helps prevent the next ulcer.
And is there science to support this idea that if we keep it a certain temperature, a certain cool temperature, it's not likely to reappear?
Yes, it comes out of the orthopedic literature. When you sprain or strain your wrist or your ankle, we know putting a cool wrap around it reduces the swelling, and it stops sort of that, what we call that metabolic activity, from keeping the area from healing. And we apply those principles to the skin that's been inflamed by the ulcer.
And how might this study pave the way for treatments moving forward?
Well, right now we have what we call a guideline-guided care. People have to wear compression stockings, they have to elevate their legs, they have to do certain exercises, but those aren't enough. We needed something else to add to that treatment plan, and we believe that maybe this cooling approach will improve what patients are already doing.
What else can people do to prevent these ulcers from coming back?
Well, if you have the venous type of leg ulcer, it's imperative that you wear those compression stockings. I know they're not comfortable, but they do keep the circulation moving in the leg. Laying down and elevating your feet and legs, propping them up above your heart for 20 to 30 minutes a day, if you can do that a couple times a day, is excellent. Keep walking. It helps the circulation. It helps keep the muscle pumping. And making sure that you do good skin care. A lot of people's skin is really dry and it cracks open, and that's one of the culprits leading to another ulcer.
Dr. Kelechai, thank you for providing this information about this wound care research.
Bobby, you're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.